entertained, be educated, be informed. 95.7 FM, The Cross.
The Cross functions entirely on volunteer work. However, without you, there is no radio station. If you would like to see this station continue its mission outreach to the Lincoln community and the world, please consider a donation. More information can be found at www.thecross957.org. Our email is info@thecross957.org. That's info@thecross957.org. Thank you.
This is a lovable Jack Kirk, your host on FM 95.7's Big Band program, When Music Was Music. A journey back in time to the time when America danced her cares away to the great tunes of the great bands.
And I'm Sweet Callie Kay, and we're live and in living color every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on The Cross, FM 95.7. The big bands played for listening and for dancing.
Their musicians were tops. They could swing. They could play the sentimental tunes. There were close harmony vocal groups that could sing romantic ballads or swing the tunes.
There were memorable female and male vocalists who could turn any setting into moonlight, romance, and excitement. And you can be a part of it all over again every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. on our program, When Music Was Music, right here on The Cross, FM 95.7, right here in Lincoln.
Listening to 95.7 FM The Cross has never been easier. Visit the App Store for your Android or Apple device and download the KNNA app.
Freedom. Excitement. Adrenaline. Riding a motorcycle can be an absolute thrill. It can also be a nightmare if a vehicle hits a motorcyclist because they didn't look. Love your neighbor as yourself. Keep your eyes on the road, mind your surroundings, and look twice for the biker. This message is brought to you by KNNA 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
5 seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting. When traveling at 55 miles per hour, that's enough time to cover the length of a football field blindfolded. Put down the phone. Don't text and drive.
KNNA would like to give you some tips to enjoying a happy and safe 4th of July. Basically, don't do what the hosts of Off on a Tangent plan to do. David plans to meet in a dark alley with a bunch of bronies he met on Craigslist for a giant Roman candle fight and a group cuddle afterwards.
It's going to be lit.
Now, it's a little pop quiz here. What is the safety risk in this behavior? That's right. He should not wear pajama pants. The Roman candle can become lodged in his pants and melt to his skin.
It's happened before. That's how I live. It's not the most pleasant.
We would come see you in the hospital, but we would still laugh at you.
I'm sure you would.
Adam plans to take a date out for a nice dinner, bring her back to his place, hand her a box of 12,000 firecrackers, and light them on fire.
Now, while they're still in her hands?
In this scenario, what should he not do? That's right. He should not pour the can of gasoline over his date before lighting the firecrackers. Captain Kirk plans to sit in his chair and do absolutely nothing, because he's that kind of guy. But what is his fatal mistake? That's right, he was not wearing a helmet and body armor. Every American has a 1 in 3 chance of being shot while sitting doing nothing when people shoot in the air to celebrate the 4th of July. So we recommend that you always wear bullet-resistant helmets and body armor. Remember, KNNA wants you to have a safe and happy 4th of July, so officially, we recommend that you sit on your couch, silently wave the American flag for 90 seconds, put it away out of the reach of small children, and then go to bed. Thanks. Have a great holiday. Off on a Tangent is next.
What do we got here, Adam?
Sounds like firewood.
Your song is playing. Is. Yeah, you can hear it.
Oh, there it is.
First up, Bang by Blur. That's kind of a hard song to introduce, I think.
But anyway. Bang.
It's hard because it's too easy.
Yeah.
It's just Blur with Bang, and I'm already done. I had to plan for this.
This is Off on a Tangent. My name's Adam. We are live July 1st here on KNNA here in Lincoln. And I said KNNA correctly.
Nice.
KNNA.
Yes.
Joining us tonight.
Kanana.
David.
Hello.
He's not wearing pajamas, actually, which is he's wearing normal clothes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, so. Normal.
He showed up early, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get worried when he comes in.
I'm not David. I'm his competent twin.
Competent
twin. Slightly more competent twin.
And Eric.
Yes.
Great intro.
Me. Oh, thanks.
It was good.
Thanks.
It was probably the most interactive disclaimer we've ever had.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. The Q&A.
That was my fault. I hope you don't mind me jumping in.
No, no. I had set it up to be as a, you know, okay.
Oh,
so
really?
What was the thing here? So,
I heard it correctly. Okay.
Yep. Absolutely.
Nice.
Thanks for playing along.
And Captain Kirk over there.
Hello.
He's joining us.
I'm
Ben
off
the
in the corner again.
Yep.
Ben the Millennial is not here. I have a suspicion.
We should roast him.
We should. Because I have a suspicion about Ben the Millennial.
Uh-oh.
I am suspicious that he may have what is popularly known as...
A motorcycle?
A social life.
Oh. Because of the motorcycle!
And it smells like betrayal.
Don't most of them.
Yeah, this is 2 weeks in a row now, right?
Three weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Well, we were off week before last, weren't we?
No.
What was that last week?
No.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we were. Week before last, we took a week off, didn't we?
Hang on, let me go through the archive.
Maybe that was a month ago. I don't know.
July 1st.
Whatever the case is, Ben is not here.
The 17th.
And we miss Ben.
And let's see.
We do miss him.
Come back,
June
Ben.
June 10th.
Please, your only hope.
Benji, come back.
Jim's a little desperate.
Yeah, it's been
stuck in the corner now.
Never.
No, it's been about a month.
Yeah.
Since we did our...
It's so lonely over here.
This is great radio, by the way.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's great.
It is.
It's because we're all in holiday season mode right now.
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah. It's
okay, I was just
trying
to throw an excuse for us, but I guess not.
Oh, okay. That works for me.
Oh, Jim, you'd be proud of me. I spent today gardening. Landscaping. Excuse me.
Really? What'd you do?
Pulling weeds.
I don't know if that's landscaping. Yeah.
At what point? At
These
what...
weeds were enormous. It counts as landscaping.
Jim,
the ground was reformed. I broke a shovel trying to get a tree out of the ground. And it wasn't my shovel.
Oh.
And I'm getting paid $15 an hour, so I don't know if I can pay for the shovel or not.
Oh my.
Yeah, this was my effort for pocket cash, and so no Christmas for the 4th of July kids, sorry.
You know, I have broken a few shovels in at my workplace too. So the boss, he finally decided that he was going to buy all steel shovels. So there's no wood handle and then attached to a metal blade. It's all steel. So it's expensive, but
hefty.
I would say they don't break, but then I broke one.
hefty.
Was fiberglass.
The welding on the blade of the handle started coming loose.
Oh yeah.
So it just needs welded again. It'll work just fine. But it is possible. I found that out.
I broke a rake the other day. I think it was more like I just happened to be present for.
And it broke in front of you.
Breaking. Well, kind of. I set it to the ground. And the end of it fell off. It just fell off.
Why were you using a rake in the summertime?
In the summertime?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you need a rake?
Hacked an old tree stump to pieces, and it was really moldering away, and
hacked a tree stump with the rake.
No.
No wonder the rake just gave up. Please, man, just leave me alone.
I don't misuse the rakes.
You followed the directions?
I did. I read the whole manual. No, I chopped a stump to pieces with an axe, and it splintered to such a degree that, it was sort of counterproductive to try picking it all up with my hands. So I tried raking it together, and the head of the rake just fell off. I'll be darned, I now have a walking stick.
Nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
So Adam.
Yeah.
There are multiple uses for a rake when it's not fall.
Okay.
I know this is kind of boring.
Okay, Jim, you can't get too weird with this because
here we go.
This is a family
word
show.
From the experts.
First of all, you can use it to comb your hair. Okay.
I don't have much hair left.
Well, then you won't need one.
Okay.
You can save some money. No, I mean, you can use it for doing mulch or grabbing grass out of, like, dead grass out of new grass. Yeah. Or if you cut a lot of bushes down or something, you need to rake it up.
Okay.
Up, so, yeah, see, it's not just for leaves in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you learn something new today?
Kind of, yeah. I live in a condo.
Here's
and
a cookie. You get a gold star.
he doesn't have a
this
cookie. There's no cookies.
No, there's no cookies.
Yeah.
I noticed this.
He said resentfully.
Yeah.
You sit on a throne of lies. The captain is lying. Mutiny. We want cookies.
Thanks for coming to Education Hour. Sorry, there's no cookies. Go home.
I have a question for the expert.
Who's that?
Yeah,
the expert?
Who's the expert?
Captain Kirk.
Oh, okay.
The landscaping expert.
Okay.
At what point does puttering around in your yard become landscaping.
Never.
Never. Because I feel like I landscape all the time. We have a question.
I got a question.
Okay.
What about using like Roundup to spray weeds in a bed, in a rock bed?
In a
is
rock
that,
bed?
Yeah. Is that landscaping?
That's maintenance.
Maintenance. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Landscaping was in actually... change the look of your landscape.
Oh,
to some degree.
So,
another.
So that actually means work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I did was not work.
Did you want to do it?
There
spraying
was some
weeds
was
in the
some.
Rock.
I mean, walked from a garage.
I mean, the sprayer did more work than you.
Right. Right.
Landscaping.
I'm just. I don't know if I work.
I would consider that to be property maintenance. Mm.
Okay.
In my just mind, landscaping is defined by like actually moving dirt around and actually changing like elevations
on
a yard and then making it look nice.
Oh, yeah.
Landscaping can also be doing like mulch beds, flower beds,
right?
Putting in a retaining wall, a waterfall, a pond.
Okay.
Gotcha.
If you have to carry rocks, that's landscaping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I just carry rocks for fun and just do landscaping. Yeah. That's all I ever do.
There are rocks. There are plenty
that's
of people.
Why,
who
that's why Jim's built, by the way.
Carry
rocks. Yeah, I'm so built.
Yeah, better than me.
I mean, I look like Arnold Schwarzenegger over here.
Hmm. Not. That is a lie. That is a lie, James.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hey, is this that guy who won the Grammy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That
nice.
One guy.
This is Beck with Deadweight.
Salt in the sea. Is it true what they say? You can't behave. You gamble your soul away. Measuring your dreams. Oh, this life seems like the gristle of loneliness. Don't let the sun get you quiet. Nice days on your way, sipping the golden dregs on a riptide. Freaks ride, sleep inside a parasite's appetite. Oh, say, can't you see the chemistry? The parasite's the cleanup fee. Death metal hands, recycled cans, goodwill cards to the hostage van. Thank you.
dead weight. My back went off on a tangent. Kind of loungy.
Indeed.
Yeah. Like, you know, like an old, you know.
That almost reminds me of that low rider. Gets a little higher.
A little bit.
Yeah. They're using the same kind of percussion there.
Yeah, it's similar. Similar. Mm-hmm.
Ah, the George Lopez show.
Yeah. And we're entering the annoying show. Part of the song. That
okay, then how about we just do this?
Yay! All right, hey. That works. All right.
That is the first time, I think, that Adam has ever cut off a song early.
Yeah. I like this song at first, and they got to that last minute, and just like, yeah, well, we'll just cut that out.
it's the magic of radio.
Yeah. You won your Grammy, go home.
Which he did. Which he did.
Did he win? Was this song on the album that won that?
No, this is, how do you pronounce this album? Orderly, something like that. Mid-90s.
Orderly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I like David's version better.
Right,
it hurts to say.
So I don't. He won his Grammy, I think, within the last 15 years. I think so, and he was criticized for it too. I think because he's like he didn't deserve that. And some artist steps up and said, "A guy that knows how to play the ukulele, banjo, and all these instruments." Should win a Grammy.
Right. And wrote all the music as well. I don't think any of the runners-up wrote their own music.
Did Kanye West go run up in front of him and try to take away his Grammy?
He did. Actually, this is one of those people.
I don't know.
Three or four, probably.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, Adam, you have been
You're
feeling,
dying.
You've been feeling a little under the weather lately.
Well, yes. Yes. Not today, but yes, I have.
But not your regular feeling under the weather. This
no,
is different.
Not at all. So a couple weeks ago, just 2 weeks ago, I started to develop some achy. My lower back was very achy. I mean, it was kind of tight, and So I figured, well, I'm on my feet all day. I work retail, so it's just normal. You know, I've been in the game for a long time, so it's just take a pill and deal
with
it.
Been in the game.
Another facet of the life of quiet desperation. Sorry.
What?
Feeling very, very melancholy. Please go on.
We have the existentialist narrator over here.
I'm sorry. This is why I talk so much. Silence does this to me. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Anyway.
Your back hurts.
This is how radio works. You have to keep talking.
You have to keep talking.
Or
no
else
matter how
will.
Angry you become.
Okay. Yes. So it started progressing to all my joints, like my knee and my back, my calf started hurting. I mean, it's really sore and stiff in the morning. Mm-mm. And then it progressed, you know, to my ankles and toes and my elbows, my shoulders, all of them. I can feel it in my jaw.
Dang.
Yeah.
This is filling me with existential anxiety.
Sure.
Please finish the story.
I'm trying to eat through this bit here, this segment here. So anyway, this is what I do.
Were your eyelids sore, too?
No, they weren't, but I was afraid that'd be next.
Oh, were your eyebrows sore?
No.
What about your nose?
No.
What about your ears?
My ears?
Yeah, did you check your ears?
How's your hair feeling?
My hair? It's gone. Well, it's not gone. It's substantially
less.
Well,
that's a serious illness.
Oh, my.
No, it's not gone, but it's substantially thinner than what it was.
It felt so bad, it couldn't take it.
If you'd stop pulling on your beard, you'd still have hair on your head.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right? Pulling your beard, make your beard longer, it comes from your head.
Right, I'm sure it does. Yeah. Yeah. So,
cartoons.
Anyway, so I... So naturally,
Jim the teacher thinks we're in second grade right now.
Cartoons.
That was just random.
Jim does with his
no
Saturday,
cookies
Saturday
for you.
Morning. Okay, please continue.
So naturally, when I have an ailment, when I'm not feeling right, who do I call?
Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Me.
Mom.
The doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
mom,
mommy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So I called mom, and she's a nurse, so she knows a couple things. So I asked her,
are you okay, Captain?
Jim thinks it's hilarious that you call your mother.
Well?
Well?
What are you?
What are you going to do?
Who are you going to call?
I got no one to call. You want me to call you next time when I'm feeling sick?
Let me call your mother?
He was laughing about something else. He's not actually.
Yeah, no, I'm still laughing from. Never mind. Just keep going.
So,
quick, play a sound effect.
Okay. We'll hear it in 5 minutes.
Yeah. So you called your mom.
So I called mom. She's
and
a
she's
nurse.
An expert.
Well, I wouldn't say expert though, but she's a nurse.
She's a nurse. Yeah.
She's an expert.
30-year veteran nurse.
Good
and,
decision.
Of course, she doesn't care. But she's like, yeah. Well, you have something that got your attention, and so I started describing. And she says, "Check your temperature." So I check my temperature, and it's normal. Of course, I think I was under ibuprofen or Aleve that takes your temperature down. But I took it. I didn't remember, but it was normal at the time. So I told my mom, "It's normal." So it just hurt. I mean, every step, every move, you know, I made just hurt. Try to get to sleep. It was hard. So, but I get to sleep. And then so mom was like, well, you need to, this is probably a good time for you to get a doctor because I haven't seen a doctor in years.
Yeah.
Even after moving to Lincoln, haven't seen a doctor in a long time. So,
pricey.
So I just saw one that was close to my house and called him up. And
his office, right?
Yes.
The office.
The office.
Not like you saw him down the street.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah. Hey! Yeah. Called the doctor's office.
Get over here.
Mind if I. That was a rather different approach than I was going to take to the joke, but go for it.
Threw a chain out the window. Grabbed one of those bolos and just lassoed him.
Get over here. I'm ailing.
Please continue for the
I will.
Something like the sixth time.
I love how David's like pleading you to continue your story now.
You're the one interrupted.
Somebody stop me.
So
I can do that. I'll turn his mic off.
We'll see how that works.
No, I'm kidding.
So go to the doctor, and she said, well, you can have a number of things, obviously, because I just gave her what I'm feeling, and it's multiple things they can have. They also checked my temperature and I was running a fever, so it's like, okay, that might be related to a bug bite that I didn't know I got or whatnot. So but they drew 4 vials of blood from the back of my hand.
Yeah,
they looked, they looked at my left arm and said, yeah, that's too fat. Right on. Yeah, that's too fat.
That is painful.
So they took my hand, and she just started saying, all right, we're going to check for all these ailments. West Nile, East Nile, South Nile, any kind of Nile.
I didn't even know there were all those Niles.
I have no idea either. I'm just...
Niles! One.
But Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, Lyme Disease, and they're also going to check
Rocky Mountain what?
Spotted Fever.
Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever.
Yeah. You can get that from eating Rocky Mountain oysters?
No.
Where's the spots from?
I don't know. Oh.
That's such a strange name.
Yeah, but
Google.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
okay. So go
so
ahead.
So they're checking me for autoimmune, like arthritis, several types of arthritis, and even lupus was in the conversation.
It's not lupus.
It's not.
So
it's not.
I think that was even season one.
I think it was.
Yeah.
House
season one. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen House, David?
I have seen House.
Oh, you have?
That's
good
stuff.
Right.
Good stuff. That's an old show now.
I've seen it, yeah.
Okay,
it is an old show. And, you know, I actually suspect that it has led to full-scale cultural degradation, unfortunately. I love the show, but I think everyone loved it, too, and started picking up on it.
So anyway. Fashionable to be a jerk.
Exactly.
Yeah, we talked about this.
So,
yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean
to
just
agreed.
Derail, but go ahead.
So they put me on some antibiotic. And because they don't know, but they want to treat something, so they're gonna put me on a general antibiotic and prednisone, which is steroid, and I love this stuff. it just loosened up my joints almost immediately, and
sore joints
steroids.
Comes from inflammation of
yeah.
the tissue in the joints, and steroids take that down.
Yeah, and it's giving me some energy, like good energy.
Ooh, the good energy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, ladies,
it's
Adam has
right.
got some good energy.
Sadly, I think my face is kind of poof up a little bit, and I guess that's a side effect as well. So, maybe,
so,
I don't know.
So, we're supposed to
take a selfie.
You can take care of that.
So,
like
then we're
a red
supposed
bearded
to,
Santa Claus.
We're supposed to figure out what you
oh, yes.
what we think you have.
Oh yeah.
So we
right?
okay. So you don't know.
I don't know yet.
You don't have
the
no
blood
idea.
Tests have, the blood tests haven't come back, and I heard it. They said probably Monday. So I don't hear by Monday afternoon. I'll probably give them a call and see
this
if
is
they
so,
know anything.
This yeah. is, you have no idea how bad this is for my existential dread. Right. All that story and we still don't know.
The fact that you had a fever with it and you went geocaching a couple weeks ago, I'm going to guess it's some form of a bug bite.
Yep, I'm thinking that too, but I don't remember getting bit by a bug or anything like that.
Maybe did you say they check for Lyme's disease?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's a tumor.
A tumor?
Yeah. Tumor. That's not a tumor.
Don't start that. You're going to make me scared. I'm going to get nervous when I get that phone call.
I think you have
that
a leprosy.
So quiet. Here we go.
It's not a tumor.
There it
oh,
is.
There it is. Okay.
There
do
it
you
is.
Feel better now?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Would leprosy make you feel better?
Black plague.
Black plague? Is there treatment for that now? So maybe.
Hey, that'd be okay. Yeah.
There's yeah. treatment.
You know, leprosy
plague.
Would be really good for the radio
late.
Show.
Yeah.
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 That'd be
how
good
would
radio.
That be?
We could have like a game show
okay.
and interactive with the audience.
Okay.
And be like, hey, so where's Adam's finger? or you could just bring in all the body parts that you've lost over the week.
Right.
And then
show
we
and
could
tell.
Say yeah, and it could be a game of where does this go?
There you
where did
go.
This come from?
You guys are listening to Off on a Tangent here on KNNA 95.7 FM Lincoln, Nebraska. Adam, what do we got here?
This is the XX. Say something loving.
Growing all the time, I do myself a disservice to feel this weak, to be this nervous.
You say. Say, I
System only dreams in total darkness.
Oh, yes. Blah, blah, blah. National. Before that, the XX was Say Something Loving.
I feel like you should say that title in a really deep, ominous voice. Eric, can you do that?
The system only dreams in total darkness.
Yes, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
David, your turn.
The system only dreams in total darkness.
That was good, too. I'm not even going to try, because those are so good. I'm not even...
If Justin was here, he would beat the pants off.
Yes, he would. Yeah. Yes, he would.
Is it my turn?
Sure. Yes. Go ahead. All right.
The system only dreams in total darkness.
No.
That's what I thought.
We love you, Adam.
Can we have the trombone?
Trombone.
The trombone
oh,
sound
yeah.
effect.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know which one that is.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Wait, five to ten minutes.
Go ahead,
I'll
Adam.
By the end of the show.
All right. Should we? should I try it again?
Try it again. Okay. Try it.
The system only dreams in total darkness.
Hey,
all right. Nothing like laying out the joke ahead of time.
Hey, we're gonna do it, guys. This will be great.
Are you ready? All right, everyone, be quiet.
Are you watching? You're gonna miss it.
And here's the punchline. Oh, wasn't that great? This is the quality show you listen to every week.
Tell me about that song. Why that title? Like, what did that song do to deserve that title?
Always. Oh, the song they played.
Oh,
okay.
But I've just...
Thanks, Eric.
You know, I have this thing called Spotify. You've heard of Spotify, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Very,
they
very
give
popular.
You a weekly playlist of different stuff, and every week they drop in new songs. Sometimes they're good playlists, sometimes they're...
Yeah.
This last one was a good playlist, and they had the XX and the National playing, you know, on the playlist back to back, just like this. And I thought, wow, they, I mean, I like both those songs, and they, you know, connect with each other very well. It almost sounded like the same song. So, cool. I liked it, and here it is.
There. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. There it was.
Yep. There it was. There it went.
Thank you,
now
Mr.
we're talking
Grammar.
About it.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Hey, we already played the song. We can't. We're not going to play it again.
We have a topic list, don't we?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Adam is holding the next topic.
Yeah.
Deep
I was also
himself.
Trying to do selfies during
that
the songs, by the way.
That was such a smooth segue into our next segment. I love that.
What's our next topic?
What are we talking about? Seriously, what are we talking about?
More pull my finger jokes.
I was trying to take selfies during the songs, and I just...
So how'd that go?
Terrible.
How'd that go?
Why not?
Selfies. I don't like how I look.
Oh. From any angle?
I've tried.
Did you try behind you?
I probably should have tried that. I should have got the church balcony shot. You know, you're looking down over the church balcony, and all you see is just the bald spots that people don't know they have.
Right.
That's complimentary.
Sorry.
No, that's funny because it's true.
That was an observation from my mother, who is also a church organist, and the organ looks straight down from the church, and she's like, "Wow, I didn't realize my husband was that bald."
There are some here and there. I see people with severe balding who
severe
it just
balding.
Severe balding. Yeah,
what is who, severe just, balding?
Well, it just like. Like, not, like, nothing. It's just, in fact, it
like
looks like they...
their head?
Well, no, it's not deliberate. Like, the hair is just gone. And I swear these people, like, shine it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they, they like, polish it every morning.
They have, like, the buffet, you know...
Right.
With a buffing tool. Right. There's probably a bald polish somewhere.
It's just trying to be a light to the world, I guess.
Right. So, hey, guess what? It's 4th of July this week.
It is.
No,
it
next
is.
Week. Next week is the 4th of July.
It is.
This is Saturday.
If you want to be technical, yes.
It's on Tuesday.
Technically. 4th of July weekend is what it
sure.
is.
Oh,
did anybody buy fireworks?
No.
Anybody
no.
in this room buy fireworks?
No.
Not yet.
I also did not buy fireworks.
No one buys fireworks in here?
No.
Nope.
Really?
I
never
just,
for you.
I never have.
I love fireworks.
I'm smack dab in the neighborhood.
Bunch, don't you?
No, not as much as I used to, but now I got a mortgage.
See, there's no need for me to buy fireworks, and everybody else in my neighborhood does.
See,
I just
that's
watch
what I'm
them.
Saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yep.
I save a lot of money every year just by doing that.
Right. But there's fun. They're fun blowing them off.
That's true.
Yeah.
Shooting those off.
Yeah. That's half the thrill. Lighting the fuse and getting out of there. Then the drama starts that you like. Hopefully this firework's gonna stay upright. It shoots.
Right.
I've had that happen before where it didn't.
Anybody in here ever been in a Roman candle fight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Nicely
I have actually
done.
Been in a dark alley. No brownies, but I've been been in a dark alley with a Roman candle
with
fight.
Bronies.
No brownies.
Okay, good.
Brownies.
No, I said no. Oh, did I
you
say
You said
no?
Brownies.
You did say brownies.
See,
yeah.
I would go in a dark alley for brownies anyway.
Special brownies.
No brownies.
You know, I'm disappointed. I really thought you were making a Welsh mythology reference. I was like, wow, this is one of three Welsh mythology references I've ever
Well,
heard.
I mean, yes. That's exactly what I was doing.
Wow, next song.
In that case, good job.
Up next, Liam Gallagher, Chinatown.
Well, the cops are taking over while everyone's in yoga. Cause happiness is still a warm gun. What's it to be free, man? What's a European? Me, I just believe in the sun.
Do that in a week, right?
Do what in a week?
Read A Tale of Two Cities.
Mm. Yeah. Theoretically.
Right.
Why would you do
if
that?
I wasn't doing anything else with my life.
Maybe if you're a really fast reader.
Anyways, Adam, what song was that?
Hey, welcome back, folks.
Yeah, we're back.
This is what we talk about off the air. So I was reading Charles Dickens the other day.
You know, he got paid by the word.
Yeah, the metaphors are very. I don't know.
We're actually very intellectual off the air. We just pretend to be stupid when we're on the air.
Yeah, we got to get it out of our system.
Really,
of our system? I don't know.
Really good at pretending. Sometimes I don't even know. And that's the key.
I think that's the answer. Yeah.
I hear the music.
You hear the music. Do you know what that means?
What?
It's time for Would You Rather. Woo-hoo. I should put like some sort of cheer after that.
I still feel like punching a guy with sunglasses because of this music.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's from The Matrix?
Oh, would you,
exactly.
Yeah. You know, I think this song is actually called Club to Death.
Really?
I think so.
I used to have this entire speech memorized.
Sort of fits.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if I should be.
It's one of the pivotal moments of The Matrix.
That is a really good scene.
It's amazing.
And
it's a full, concise description of what The Matrix is and what Morpheus thinks your role in it is.
Mm.
So you've got metaphysics and anthropology all in one, how it fits together. Yeah.
I need to rewatch those movies.
That's a great movie.
I actually have
that's
them.
A lot of science.
Yeah, we
philosophy.
Can have a Matrix
philosophy. Oh.
It's very philosophical.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The Matrix is philosophical.
The flaw is that it's a huge mishmash.
You've never seen
them. They haven't worked out the conflicts at all.
You've not? Wait, Adam, you've not seen this movie?
Once, a long time ago.
Okay, at least you've seen it. Okay.
Once, yes.
Okay. Okay, so
anyway.
Would you rather? Would you rather? Okay.
Would you rather watch The Matrix? Yes.
Yeah, I probably should.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movies that I probably need to see, according to you guys, because there's a lot I haven't.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Would you rather be somebody's...
Just go, man.
Just go, man. Just go.
Save yourself.
Oh, that's warm.
Wow. You're interrupting yourself.
Dumb and dumber, everybody.
Wow.
Would you rather be somebody?
I am appalled. That was disgusting.
Let him finish.
That does not belong on this show.
Are you surprised, though?
Should I even get started?
Not. Yes.
Should I?
Please
go ahead.
Would you rather?
No.
Be. Oh. Be somebody's pet cat. Or somebody's pet dog.
My goodness, we made it through that.
Wow. For some reason, the first thought that comes to mind is that a dog is more capable than a cat. Mm-hmm. I don't know. A dog can certainly outweigh a cat. Mm-hmm. So as far as, you know, achieving certain physical feats,
yeah,
that might hold true.
Cats are more wieldy, though. You know?
They're very spry.
Yeah. They can climb and fit into smaller spaces. And
yeah.
It just sounds like a bad deal all around.
Yeah.
The problem is
with the pet part, not the cat or the dog.
No, the problem could be the owner.
I don't want to do this.
The problem could be the owner part.
See, that's the kicker. Like,
if you have a bad owner,
literally,
that could
the
be
kicker.
A very unfortunate life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd just leave.
Scratch at the door.
Sounds like Eric is the cat. I just leave. Oh, I'm going somewhere else.
That's a very good point. I had not realized that.
Well, that answers
See ya!
That. David, what do you think?
Oh, probably the cat.
Cat?
I mean, yeah.
Adam?
Probably.
There's one thing in my life that I want to be, and that's...
You want to be a cat?
Cute. All right, I want to be cute.
Everybody
I can be cuddly,
wants to be a cat,
but I'm. But I don't think I'm. I should. I
kind
of want to be cute.
Is
this
that
is so
word
disturbing?
Yeah, is that word even allowed from us men on this radio show?
For me, it is. Yes.
I mean, is there something in the policy handbook that says something about that?
It had to be in one of my disclaimers somewhere.
There needs
to
be
absolutely.
There's
everything.
An idea for you.
There's not because we thought we were safe from it.
Okay, so Adam
wants to be cute.
You're gonna go with the cat. Then.
Yes. All right. Yes.
So next week you better be here with ribbons in your beard. If you really want to do this.
Next show, maybe.
That's
next
it.
Show.
All right.
We'll
tune
find,
in.
We'll, yeah.
I think I might have to go with you guys, too. I'd rather be a cat.
Yeah. Everybody
okay.
wants
because
to be
have
a
you,
cat.
Have you seen what... Never mind.
Can we have another question, please?
Okay, next question. Would you rather, knowing the family of your fiance must immediately move in with you indefinitely, still get married, or decide not to go through with the wedding? So, would you rather, knowing the family of your fiance must immediately move in with you indefinitely, still get married, or decide not to go through with the wedding?
This is a tough question.
Can,
my goodness
can,
gracious.
For Gemini's sake, can we assume, can we just... say that this is abstract and doesn't.
This is
they're
not listening.
This is definitely for abstract for us too.
Yes. Yeah, because I do love my in-laws.
I would say that take a couple of days to know the family, and then make your decision
and,
at that point.
Yeah, and the anger and hate can subside after a few days.
Too, yeah, so. Yeah,
realizing what you've. Down to yourself.
If you truly love your fiance, you will put up with a lot of bleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
So I would
and just
I would
make
do
sure
it.
That you have a job that it. Is like, you know, 12 hours a day or something like that.
And find a secret spot for just yourself. Because if the family's
build
moving
a,
in.
Yeah, you gotta build a man cave for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under the basement, like sub basement, secret doors and that kind of thing. Mm. Yeah. I would totally do that.
Yeah. I believe you.
That sounds great.
That does
like
sound
a
great.
Bat cave. Yeah. I want one right
my
now.
My own secret laboratory.
I would probably. I don't know. This one's weird. Next question.
Adam, do you have an answer?
I'm thinking back to my previous relationship.
Okay, hold on.
Oh no. Look what you did, Jim.
And
Tess was completely irresponsible.
She actually lived with her mother, which is I was cool with, and she was all right. So
is this like Howard in the Big Bang Theory?
Howard! That was good.
My ex was not named Howard.
That was better.
Okay, sorry, Adam. Keep going.
You're good. And she was cool. So she was like that, then yeah, I'll be all right with it.
Great story. That was a great, great story.
What else do you want me to say?
Accommodating. He answered the question.
Okay. We don't really have...
Do we have one more?
Do we have another?
Let's see how fast we can do this. Right. Where'd it go?
It says 56.
Would you rather have to spend a day wearing underwear filled with molasses or wearing underwear filled with gravel?
Oh, molasses. I love that. I'm going to be thinking about that for like a week.
He didn't even finish the question. Underwear full of molasses. Oh,
yeah. Exactly. So, can you think of anything more delicious to have in your underwear than molasses?
Oh my goodness. Aren't you glad we managed to get this question
this is
done?
Your fault, Jim. This is your fault.
None of it's my fault.
It's your fault.
I do not take credit for any of that.
I mean, that is the right answer. I mean, there's nothing good about gravel.
And well, gravel can just eventually fall out, especially if you're on boxers.
Yeah, molasses can't.
All of it will eventually fall out.
Think about that.
Molasses just hangs out there.
Yeah. Molasses will hang out there. It'll stick.
But still, I mean, you'll have a treat wherever you go.
Who eats molasses now?
It's delicious.
Is it really?
It is.
Okay, so
what dish has molasses?
So everybody out there in Radioland, you can answer the question for us since we're not coming up with answers and we're out of time. So you can contact us on Twitter and Facebook and email, which is
guys? Facebook.com/offonatangent.
Twitter is tangentradio957.
offonatangentradio@gmail.com is the email address.
Yeah, so get a hold of us and give us your answer. Would you rather wear underwear filled with molasses or underwear filled with
molasses?
We'll be
really looking forward to your answers on this one.
The reasons why. Very descriptive.
Reasons why. Yeah. Want an 8-page paper on it. Make it happen, folks.
No cookie.
I'm Captain Kirk.
I'm Eric.
I'm David.
I'm ashamed.
We'll see you guys next week on Off on a Tangent, same time, 7:00 p.m. every Saturday night.
Live.